Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In one presentation, the trajectory of your life can change.
Yeah.
You only need one great presentation that you can deliver over and over.
What would you say to the person watching right now who's saying, well, I've got a story, but I don't know where to start?
When people don't have commitment, they won't see transformation in their life.
Yeah. You're telling me to sell my story now?
Yeah.
What would you say to that?
Well, the goal is to get so good at your content that it doesn't feel like selling.
Facts. Man, my boy's in the building. What's up, Kyle? Welcome to the table, man.
I'm actually not going to write it. I'm not going to create the community. I'm not going to create the space. I'm not going to do it because I feel uncomfortable.
Mm.
What would be missing in your life if they had decided to hold back?
Because they were scared. Ooh.
Now, here's the kicker.
Ooh.
Here's the kicker. You are that for your community.
What's going on, fam? Welcome back to the table. It's your boy, Anthony O'Neill, man. And I'm super excited today because today is going to be a great day. You guys know me. I like to be very vulnerable and very honest with you all. And here at the table, our community is called E3, where we're expanding in abundance, wellness, and in freedom. One of the things that I've realized is that if I'm going to help you really experience financial freedom, get out of debt, a huge part of that process is generating income. One of the key things that I'm talking about here all the time is about maybe go get an extra job, go deliver for Uber, go do Instacart, go pick up a side gig. But one of the best gigs you can do is literally telling your story. The truth of the fact is, man, you all, I have been able to build a multi-million dollar business based upon the foundation of my story and my journey. And I've often told you all, like, hey, you need a coach. You need someone's going to help you really get there. And just about, I'll say about 3 years ago, man, I just started my journey on really just taking this YouTube and this content creation and whatever God has put on the inside of me, seriously, full time, solely on my own. Transitioned from Ramsey and came into my own. And I got a call from Sean Cannell, one of my good friends, who's a YouTube guru. He called me and invited me to a mastermind. And he was like, hey, man, it's this great group of Christian believers who are all doing over 7 figures. And we're all coming together, one, to learn about Jesus more as entrepreneurs, but then two, to really sow into each other. And so I was like, okay, cool. Let me be real with you all. That mastermind was about 25, 30 grand for me to join. And it was the first mastermind that I've ever spent that much money on. But God instantly told me, you're going to get your money back and then some. And I joined. And when I got there, day one, I'll be honest with you, I was a little disappointed because I ain't seen nobody. I ain't really understand what they were doing. And then day two, God sits me at a table. And at the table is our responsibility to go around and talk about what we're doing well and what we need. And I was doing everything. I was telling, this is what I'm doing well. When it got to what I was doing, what I needed, I said, man, I need someone who can help me sell. Because I'm not in the business just to be preaching and teaching all the time. But I don't know how to properly sell, and I don't want to be grimy about it. I don't want people to feel like I'm selling all the time. But I do need to make money with my business. As soon as I said that, there's this brother from another color that looked at me and he said, well, what I do well is teach people how to use their story to sell. And I mean, y'all, This man has joined my team. He's been my sales coach. He's been my mentor for the last 2 years. And I feel good about it. And I can say this because with his teachings, my company has made over seven figures because of what he has taught us. And I asked him to come on the show today to talk to us because, you know, we have my community, the ICS community, where we're teaching people how to take their stories and their journeys and turn that into a YouTube seven-figure business, right? And this is the guy who has helped me do just that with converting my story, not for YouTube, mainly for stage, mainly for platforms, because I'm on there a lot. I said, hey, come on. There are people who are watching me right now who are looking for second jobs, who have a story, who have a journey, but they don't know how to do it and use it correctly without feeling grimy. And y'all, today we're going to have a great conversation. So before we get to my friend Colin, my brother from another mother, another color of a mother, but still my brother, you know, don't forget, please hit that subscribe button, you guys. Join this amazing community. We are almost at 800,000. We're about to hit a million. I can't wait. Don't forget, we're giving away a BMW, Mercedes, or an Audi. I don't know what I'm going to give away at that time, but I'm giving away a car to solely one of my E3 community members. So all you got to do is hit subscribe, re-listen to this on podcast or on YouTube, and make sure you hit a thumbs up if you're watching this on YouTube. But yo, let's not forget. Let's keep going, y'all, because, man, my boy's in the building. What's up, Colin? Welcome to the table, man.
Bro, so good to be here.
Yo, man. So I want to start off, man, because, you know, when I first met you, was my story accurate? Because, you know, people are watching right now. You know, was my story accurate? Did we meet that way? I was like, yeah, this is what I need.
Yeah, we were sitting at a table.
Yeah.
And you said, this is what I need.
Yeah.
And I said, I teach people to sell on stages. And you were like, wait, what? And then I think we just laughed and cried the whole night together.
Like, absolutely.
It was just a blast.
Because, you know, Colin, I mean, I grew up, you know, I'm an AME Zion ordained preacher. You know, I've learned how to exegete the text and teach the text, right, and preach. But I didn't learn how to sell. And I remember when I did my very first webinar, had thousands of people watching, and I preached and didn't sell. Mm. And I was like, well, God, what happened? Was God not in it? And it wasn't that God wasn't in it.
He left God was in it.
But it's just, I didn't really have that skill set to really sell. I want to go all the way back to the beginning with you. What gave you the passion to come and teach people like myself and those of us watching on really how to take their story and their journey and convert that into sales?
Yeah. Well, I think for me, when I first started, I started as a life coach. I remember my youth pastor grabbed me by the collar and he was like, Colin, you should check out life coaching. And I went and I started studying life coaching, really enjoying it. But wasn't making any money. So just like learning, loving the experience. But I'm sitting in this like two-bedroom apartment. I was newly married at the time. And, there's trains running past our apartment, just old rundown neighborhood. I've got this big dream of wanting to make a difference and help people and make great money and live a life that I could make a difference in. And I just didn't know how.
Wow.
And I remember looking at my laptop and I basically had nothing on, right? No clients. Actually, sorry. I had half a client at the time. I don't know if you've ever had half a client.
I've never had a half a client.
So a half a client is the one that like says they're going to turn up and then doesn't turn up. And then they turn up randomly and then they pay you every third month. So I had one of those, right? So then what happened was I got a phone call from a friend.
Mm.
And he said, hey, I've got a speaking engagement coming up. Would you like to do the presentation? And to be frank, I mean, I'm not a professional speaker at the time. I'd spoken at college. I'm freaking out about it. And I said yes. And I think one of the secrets in life is to say yes and work out how.
Yeah.
And I said yes. And I remember that night I was walking up the stairs and my wife Sarah, who you know, and she said to say hi.
What's up, Sarah?
She loves you, bro. She loves you. She's on my arm, but like really I'm on her arm and I'm shaking. I'm freaking out. I come up and the event organizer, he runs to me. He's like, Colin, this is the biggest night we've ever had in our history. We've got 137 people in the room. And this is like the worst news of the night for me because for me, that's just like, I'm just going to look stupid in front of their biggest audience.
Wow.
And so that night, I remember sitting, they introduced me, I got up, I spoke, and I did the best that I could. And at the end, I made an offer. And I didn't know it at the time, but it was an irresistible offer. And what happened was, from that presentation, out of the 137 people, 125 of them gave me their personal details. And then I followed up and I did some discovery calls and just helped a lot of people. And then out of those calls, I signed 12 full coaching clients. This was when I was doing a lot of one-on-one.
Wow.
And so I went from a half a coaching client to 12 real coaching clients.
Yeah.
4 days later, I'm on the stairs after a coaching session and a director from HP calls me and he says, Colin, I loved your presentation. Can you come and speak at our next global training day in HP? And I was like, sure, that sounds great. That ended up having 5,500 people at my first paid speaking engagement. I could see why he didn't balk at my fee when I shared it. So, but for me, I realized that in one presentation, the trajectory of your life can change.
Yes, sir.
In one presentation, I know we've worked on presentations together.
Yes, sir.
What most people don't realize is that, and this was before webinars, this was before you could kind of take it online.
Yeah.
You only need one great presentation that you can deliver over and over. And all the top guys in this industry, they have one incredible presentation that they deliver over and over and over again, or in organizations. You look at the top keynoters, they've got like one or two presentations they do. They don't do 50 presentations.
Yes, sir.
They tweak it a little bit.
Yeah.
And so the revelation I had was that if you can get good at speaking, which I wasn't naturally good at, like I used to shake so much when I spoke in front of an audience that I would have to hold the microphone with two hands.
Yeah.
Like an anaconda, like trying to hold it, right?
Yeah.
And I realized that I was like, wow, that in one presentation I could change my life. And that's what gave me the passion to speak, to get good at it, and then to now help people do it. So
no, and you're doing a great job at it.
Thanks.
I mean, the way you coach and the way you pull things out of me, and that's one thing I like about you. You don't tell me what to say, you don't tell me what to do, you pull it out of me. And that's one thing I love about coaches who they figured out how to pull the stuff out of them, which was so encouraging. It's like, wait, that was already inside of me. But then you've just helped me word it better, rephrase it better, and be honest with what I'm presenting. We have some people who are watching this right now who've been through a lot.
Yeah.
Their story is powerful. Their story can be life transformational. Mm. You know my story for being homeless, drowning in debt, sleeping in the back of my car, contemplating suicide, to getting out of debt to where I'm at today.
Yeah.
And you've helped me channel that into different areas to impact lives, but then also to produce me money. Mm. What would you say to the person watching right now who's saying, well, I got a story, but I don't know where to start to use it to, one, impact someone first, but then to generate me income? Where should they start?
Well, I mean, first of all, to generate income, you have to have something that's valuable to the marketplace.
Yes, sir.
So just because you're a nice girl or a nice guy, you're not going to get paid money.
That's talking.
Right?
I love it.
You have to have value to bring. And you produce courses. You create a community. I mean, there's so many options that I know you help.
Yes.
You help your community with, in terms of like building an online course or even like a YouTube channel. Yes. That's adding value, right?
Yes, sir.
Like anything that adds value is going to can generate money. And so the first thing is to discover what are the skills I want to bring that I could add value to. Then what we do is we link our story to naturally lead towards that.
That's good.
So I'll give you an example. So, I mean, we just did it then on this podcast.
Okay.
So one thing that I like to do whenever I'm having these conversations is to go a little bit meta on it and to go. So I just told my story and it was a true story, like went through the whole experience. But that story was about my experience of going from a struggling coach to a powerful, business owner in one presentation.
Yes, sir.
I teach people to build presentations and stories that sell.
Yeah.
So my story is directly linked with the market offering that I bring to the world. So everyone who's listening here, I want you to realize that I want you to think about what is your market offering or what could it be? Maybe it's, maybe you're a coach, maybe you're a parenting coach, maybe You are, maybe you're a speaking coach, maybe you're a story coach, maybe you're a career coach, whatever it is, right? Maybe you've got a YouTube channel. I want you to think about what's the market offering that I bring? And then the question is, when did I first discover the transformation of what I help people with? That's the question I want people to ponder.
So let's do that right now with me, with my story.
Yeah.
So I first, say that one more time. So my story is I was homeless.
You're in your car. You're in your car. I remember that you're in your car and you're seeing all your friends.
Right.
You're all having fun.
Yes.
But they don't know the true story about what's really happening in your life.
Facts. Right. I'm at the beach.
Yes, you're at the beach.
I'm at the beach.
Yes.
And we all are driving our cars. Mm. I got the car with the rims on it, spinning rim. It's a 212.
I love back. That, bro.
You know, then my boys pulling up in Range Rovers, Mercedes, BMWs. And all of us look like we got money.
Got the show.
But they don't even know I'm sleeping in the back of my car.
Yeah. So, I will say this. So your story... What we have to do, we have to hit three moments in a story.
Okay, what's those three moments?
The first moment is answering the question of, are you like me?
Ooh.
So that moment of you sitting in the car, it was a very specific moment. You've got, you know, on the outside, things are looking good, but on the inside, things aren't good, the reality. And what's beautiful about that piece is it goes from the visual experience of the story to the visceral experience of the story.
Yes, sir.
The internal. And what happens when you tell your story, and not everyone has had that experience sitting at a beach in a, you know, a zooped up car and struggling for, not everyone's had that experience,
right.
But everyone's had the experience of feeling like they're in over their head.
Absolutely.
Everyone's had the experience of feeling like maybe they've spent more than they should have, or feeling like, is my future gonna look like this forever? Like, I'm going down the wrong path. Everyone's had that feeling.
But Colin, I think everyone had that feeling of like, hey, how are you doing? And we say we're doing good, but inside we're not doing good.
Yes.
So everyone knows like, man, inside is completely different from what y'all see external. And so that's real.
So that's how your story becomes their story.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So what I'm saying is not everyone's been in your exact physical situation, but everyone's felt the universal feelings of pretending that you're one way, but you're really the other way.
Yes, sir.
Everyone's felt that. And when you extrapolate that in your story, the audience goes, this person's like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So the first question we have to answer is, are you like me?
Okay, first question.
That's the first piece. Not are you better than me yet?
Ooh.
It's are you like me? Like, do you get me?
Yes, sir.
Right? And the second question we have to answer is, can you lead me?
Oh.
Because you help people get out of debt, create financial freedom, create abundance in their life. But dude, if you haven't done that, why should I listen to you? Right? Because if you haven't done, if you don't answer the second question of can you lead me, it's a cool experience. It's like, oh, like that's really emotive. That's a powerful experience. But I'm not going to give you my money because money is just an exchange of value to learn the skills that where I could make more money, right? Mm-hmm. Because I haven't answered that question yet. But you show me that no, you got out of debt. You learned budgeting, you learned the skills. Then Ramsey saw how good you were. He's like, boom, I've got to take this talent, man. I've got to use this. And then you break out on your own. Then you're doing your own thing. You're creating like massive, powerful community change.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you can lead people in this space.
Yes, sir.
And so your story has to show that you can lead them. And yours is in the financial space. But for everyone listening, I want you to think about what's the space you lead people in. So basically, it has to go from that vulnerability to credibility.
Ooh, this is good. I'm getting excited because we're giving value right now. Yeah. And I don't think people understand this is important. Because if you want your story to be impactful, if you want your brand to be impactful, you got to... I don't want to upset nobody, Colin, but there's a lot of people out there, a lot of influencers out there. I can't follow them because they can't lead me. Mm. They haven't gone through what they said that they can teach me.
Yeah.
How can you teach me to be married if you've never been in a successful relationship?
Mm.
I'm going to be quiet. Keith, this is your show. Talk, Colin. I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah, well, I will actually speak on that.
Okay.
Because sometimes I say this because I have a lot of psychologists who come to me.
Okay.
And they're like, I haven't gone through exactly what my clients have gone through and what I help people with.
Okay.
But I've done the study.
Mm.
Right? I understand the patterns.
Okay.
I've collated the ideas. I've interviewed 100 people, 1,000 people, and I get it.
Okay.
So it's, to me, in my mind, they actually have the ability
because
to
they studied. Advise.
Correct.
Exactly.
You don't have to have gone through it, but you need some credibility in the sense of you understand the patterns, you understand the structures, how to win in that space, right? Yes, so the second question is can you lead me?
Yep.
But the secret sauce comes in the third.
What's that?
And the third is that it answers this third question, which is there a path that I can follow? Is there a path I can follow? And it's a path that you could take me on, Anthony.
Yes, sir.
That whoever is listening, that you could take me on. So whatever you help people with, do you have a path that if I hear your story and then you go, you share, it's usually like one line, it's one summary. Mm-hmm. And that summary is the arrow you shoot at the end of your story. And it should answer this question with clarity of, this person knows something, he's got a path or she's got a path that she's been on that, first of all, she gets me, she can lead me, and she seems like she's got a path. Let me lean in more. And then all of a sudden, you tell that story, it's gonna naturally, innately make the audience want to come up to you and say, how do we work together?
Yes, sir.
Like, you'll see it in the comments. Like, when you're running your presentation, people are like, where can I buy the program, right? The goal is for, if you're running a presentation, if you're doing a webinar or you're telling your story, it's usually with a longer presentation this happens. But people will start asking how they can work with you before you even make the offer.
Absolutely.
That's my goal. Whenever anyone uses strategies that I teach, my goal is for them to go, it's for the audience to want to work with them before they actually make the offer.
Yeah. Ah, man. Listen, you guys, this is why he's my coach and mentor. He's been with me now for going on about 1.5, 2 years. And anything major that I do, I run it by him and he coaches me through it. Because one, I just want to make sure that I am leading healthy and correctly. And two, I want to make sure that I'm presenting correctly. And so we're going to be dropping all of Colin's information. If you all want to dive in deeper with him, man, he even has a product that's like $47 that my team and I have personally used that tremendously helped with telling my story and getting it out there more. So we're going to drop that in the show notes today because, like I said, you guys, I want to help you all tell your story.
Yeah.
So that when you do get on your YouTube channel inside of our community, ICS, and we're going to drop ICS information in today's show notes as well, you're making more money because now you're telling your story clearly. You're building vulnerability. You're being vulnerable. That's building credibility. And then you're providing that path. And you got to learn that. And I promise you, if you can get this, it's going to generate you money. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the show. And I also want to thank my friends at BetterHelp for sponsoring today's episode. You know, I often catch myself scrolling through social media, seeing snapshots of perfect lives and wondering why mine doesn't look the same. It's a common feeling, and I just got to be honest with you. We see all these flawless moments and can't help but compare. But it's important to remember.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Hi, I'm Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesac and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Imagine learning from the best without the years of struggle. On my podcast, I sit down with stars like Montel Jordan and Sarah Blakely to share the hard-earned lessons that can save you time and effort on your path to success. Ready to speed up your success story? Listen to Let Me Save You 25 Years with Sean Nelson wherever you get your podcasts.
connection is a healthy and essential aspect of our daily lives. From a warm hug after a hard day to kind words just when we need them, these gentle moments give us an understanding of life's true meaning. But when the ability to connect is interrupted by the hustle of daily life and to-do lists pile up next to the worry of who needs school supplies, sometimes making decisions about our health and the well-being of our loved ones can take a back seat. When it comes to those we care for, vaccines are one of the greatest public health success stories, and along with other measures, are one way to help prevent certain diseases. At Merck, we envision communities where families, healthcare providers, local organizations, and advocates work together. Health equity happens when every person, regardless of age and ethnicity, in every community, has fair access to healthcare, including the vaccines they need. For more information, please visit whyvaccines.com.
What we're seeing isn't always the full story, yet alone the truth. Those perfect pictures, they're just highlights. That's why focusing on our own journey is crucial, and therapy can be a great tool to help us do just that. You see, I have personally been using BetterHelp specifically. I truly believe in the power of therapy. It's been a game changer for many and for myself. Therapy provides a space to develop the skills needed for handling life's ups and downs, setting healthy boundaries, and embracing who we truly are. It's not just for overcoming major obstacles. It's about empowering ourselves to live our best lives. If you've been thinking about starting therapy, BetterHelp is the perfect option for you. It's all online, making it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. All you need to do is fill out a quick questionnaire and they'll match you with a licensed therapist. Plus, if you feel the need to change therapists, y'all, you can do this anytime with no extra cost. Stop comparing and focusing with BetterHelp. I want you to visit betterhelp.com/AO today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's betterhelp.com/AO. All right, let's get back to today's show. There are some mistakes that all of us have made on this journey, right? I know I've made some mistakes and you've helped correct some of those mistakes. From your chairs, when people come to you and they're building these webinars, they're building these presentations, they're going out there and they're speaking, what are some of the mistakes that you're seeing that they're making that's preventing them, one, from being impactful to the people who they're serving, and two, generating them some income?
Yeah. One of the most common mistakes that people make is they overwhelm the audience with too much information.
Mm.
So, and it comes from a beautiful place. And I say this because usually the content creator loves their own content. So like that they love it. They're like, oh my gosh, this is going to change people's lives. So they go into their course or they go into their methodology and they're like, I'm going to teach as much as I can in an hour and just like impress people with how much I know.
Yeah.
And if I can do that, then hopefully they're going to think, if I got this for free, imagine what I'm going to get when I pay.
Yeah.
But the problem with that thinking is it's like you kind of open the fire hose on people and they're just overwhelmed. It's almost like you go to like a Domino's all you can eat buffet, yes, right? Sir. Remember going to them, yes, when you were younger?
Yes, sir.
And you finish, like you don't want any more food after.
No. You sure don't. Your stomach is gone. It's like,
I'm done. You feel terrible. You feel sick, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what people do in their webinars, mm-hmm, in their presentations.
Yep.
So they open up the smorgasbord. They got way too much food and they finish and the audience goes, let me just digest this for 6 months or so and I'll come back and then I'll check out your course or whatever you do later. And so it should feel more like a Nobu decadent meal, right? Where you finish the meal and you're like, that was
good,
beautiful. Like, yes, that was impeccable.
Yes.
Like elegantly created.
Yeah.
And gosh, I'm still hungry.
Right.
Like, yeah, I want some more.
That's definitely how you leave. Like, you don't leave starving, but yeah, you do leave like, I could have ate some more.
Yeah, I could have ate some more, right?
That's
so
good.
So the mistake is that people, they go into their course and they just basically get as much practical content as they can and put it into their presentation. And that's just going to overwhelm the audience. And what's going to happen is people are going to be typing. They're going to say, this was amazing. Thank you so much. So much value.
Your course looks great, but let me just do the 17 things you've given me, mm-hmm. and then I'll come back to the course maybe like 6 months later.
Right.
Now, the problem with that is that when people don't have commitment, they won't see transformation in their life. Mm. How-to doesn't change people's lives. Mm-hmm. Commitment combined with how-to changes people's lives. Mm-hmm. It's like, have you, Anthony, you probably had people say, okay, dude, can I pick your brain? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, probably when you were early on, it was like, oh my gosh, yeah, I'd love to help. You take them out for coffee, you end up paying for the coffee for 2 hours, you give them absolutely everything.
And they don't commit to the journey.
And you see them a month later and you're like, how'd you go? And they're like, oh, I just haven't had a chance to get around to do anything. It's like, well, they didn't need the how-to, they needed commitment.
Yes, sir.
And so the distinguishing factor here is that when you build a presentation to sell, the goal is to design it for decision, not for overwhelming of content. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying don't have valuable content. It is, but the goal is to create a desire in the audience for them to want to move forward in the area you help them with, but to also show them that you know what you're talking about. So you're going to have some value in there, but you're not going to overwhelm them with 20 tactical things they're going to do right away, because they're not going to do it anyway.
Facts.
So they need commitment, and the cleanest currency of commitment, mm-hmm. money.
Yes, sir.
It's the cleanest currency of commitment.
Yes, sir.
And people get hung up about it, but it's just a currency of commitment. And so money, energy, and time are the three currencies of commitment.
Yes, sir.
And so all you're asking, when you make an offer, you're asking for a commitment of money or a commitment of time. If you're starting out, don't ask for money, ask for time. Say, hey, I'm gonna take on 10 people. I'm just gonna coach you for 10 weeks. Dude, I did 100 free coaching sessions before I ever got paid for one coaching session. I charge $4,000 an hour now for my one-on-one coaching. I know I'm looking after you, but.
Man, I appreciate you, boy. I'm still cutting a nice little check, though.
I did it for free, man.
For free.
For 100 hours before I ever charged a dollar. And the goal was because, first of all, I want to prove to myself that I can add value. Second of all, I wanted to get the reps. And third of all, I just wanted to feel confident in myself.
Yes, sir.
And now I've got that and I can charge great money. But when I first started, man, I was just want to help as many people as I can.
Wow.
Right? And that's what drives this passion.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the money. The money's great.
Yes.
Like, I'll have money. Money's fine.
Yeah.
But money, like, it's not a drive. It really isn't. It's the big driver is I genuinely want to help people and change their lives.
You know, y'all, I want y'all to consider following Colin. Like I said, we're going to drop his information inside of the show notes. But I really want you to learn how to turn your story into money. Mm. And so this is what we're going to do. I want you to check out this website, anthonyoneal.com/tell-your-story. Again, that is anthonyoneal.com/tell-your-story. It's a $47 product, you guys. Go check it out. I promise you, it will bless you. And what's going to happen is you're going to learn how to sell your story, and you're going to be first impacting lives. You're going to help someone change because of the power of your story journey. And for us Christian people, because of your testimony. And then because you were able to be a blessing to somebody, that's going to then come back around. You know, Colin, one of my biggest things that I've really, really struggled with, even still to this day, I don't want to feel like I'm selling. Mm. You know, I sold cars and I had to sell people in a collection agency. And sometimes selling just seems so grimy. Mm. But now I actually enjoy selling because I know what I'm selling.
Yes.
And I know how impactful it is of what I'm selling. But what would you say to people who don't like the feeling of selling? Because there's some people saying, Anthony, I ain't trying to sell. No, I can't sell a can of beans. Yeah. You're telling me to sell my story now?
Yeah.
What would you say to them?
Well, the goal is to get so good at your content that it doesn't feel like selling.
Facts.
Right? Is to tell your story in a way, is to present content in a way where it feels very valuable. It feels authentic, but it results in sales. Now, I think one shift people need to make is their perspective of selling itself. Mm-hmm. And so what most people believe will have, like, if they have a hang up on selling, it's because we feel like we're pushing someone to do something that they don't want to do. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we're taking money from them. We're taking something from them for doing something they don't want to do.
Yes, sir.
Think about it like this. Has there been a book you've read that has changed your life? Like, you don't have to name it, but has there been a book? Your audience, I want you to think about a book you've read that changed your life.
Yeah.
Has there been someone you've met that you've paid money that has truly changed your life?
Facts, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Has there been a mentor you've met that has changed your... Has there been a program you've done, a community you've been involved in where you exchanged money for... Maybe it was a social community you got involved in, and you met your life partner there, you met a friend, you met, like, it added true value. I want you to imagine that the person who created that book, who wrote that book, created that program, created that community, imagine they said, you know what, I feel uncomfortable about offering this. I feel uncomfortable about selling this. I'm not going to do it. I'm actually not going to write it. I'm not going to create the community. I'm not going to create the space. I'm not going to do it because I feel uncomfortable. What would be missing in your life if they had decided to hold back?
Because they were scared. Ooh.
Now, here's the kicker.
Ooh.
Here's the kicker. You are that for your community.
That's so good, Kyle.
You are that for... I can't be you, Anthony.
Right.
You can't be me.
Facts.
But you... are that person for your community. Everyone listening, you are that person for your community. I can't be you. And so if you hold back on creating a transformational space where people, the right people, can truly transform their life, you're actually ripping people off, certain people, from experiencing things in their life that they are destined for.
Jesus. When I think of my former boss and friend, Dave Ramsey, while some may not like his teachings, what if Dave would have been uncomfortable to sell Financial Peace University? How many millions of people would have missed out on the financial information that they needed that changed their family tree?
How many families would have broken up if they hadn't have solved that money problem?
Exactly. How many children would be struggling today if their parents didn't? Yeah. And I'm like, when you just said that, you've never said that to me before, Colin. And I was like, this is much bigger than me. My story and my journey, I ain't trying to be a preacher right now, but it's just in me. God would never put more on us than we can handle. And so he knew that me being homeless, he knew that that thing, that season of my life was not going to kill me. But instead it was gonna make me stronger. And I went through that, one, to learn, but then two, to come out and to share that story and journey with someone else so that we can help thousands of people. And if I was scared to get on here and to sell something or to share my story, be vulnerable, how many people would not get the information that they need? Watch this, because of my selfishness.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's actually selfishness, which is so weird because it's a weird contrast mentally, because you actually receive money as a business. You receive money in exchange for an offer, in exchange for that. That could be coaching, that could be mentoring, that could be an online course. It doesn't matter what it is, a community. But what happens is that exchange of value creates a space. And this is the secret as well, is whenever I'm making an offer, whenever I'm selling something, I don't want 100% of people to buy it.
Facts.
Because that means there's going to be a few people in there that are the wrong people.
Facts.
So part of your responsibility as an entrepreneur is to go, who am I helping? Describe that as clear as you can on your sales page, on your webinar, on your whatever it is. Like, describe who you can actually help and make sure as many of those people get in there.
Yes, sir.
Right? And yes, sir. We're always going to have maybe one or two of the wrong people enter, but you know, we can work that out as a business. But the goal is to get, not convert everyone, it's the right people.
Yeah.
When the right people get a hold of the right information, transformation happens. Mm-hmm. And that's the goal. That's the goal. Yeah.
You know, one of the things that you told me as we're coming to an end of the show, man, I can't believe it's already been as quick of a show. Lord, jeez. We got so much more we can
talk about. Dude, I'm just revving. We're right. Just getting started.
This is good, man. But y'all, you'll be able to check out more of his information. Like I said, we're going to put his Instagram. He even has a show as well. We're going to link all that in today's show notes. So you all can really dive in. Go subscribe to his podcast because he will bless you. I listen to it all the time.
I need you back on that again, bro.
That was so much fun.
That was too short as well. It was tight. It was... I need you back on that.
Man, you've had some big names. Me, yeah. Jenna Kutcher, yeah. Amy Porterfield. You've had some major names on your show. Yeah. Man, you're winning, bro. But you're helping so many people.
Yeah.
But I want to ask this question because in the world that I'm in, I hear people say, What's your signature talk? And what one thing I've learned from you is, what's my conversion story talk? Mm. You know, what's your signature story, conversion story? What's your signature talk? Mm. What's your I've learned I don't really have a signature talk anymore. I have a conversion talk because I want to have both, you know, but I really want to convert people. Mm. What would you say from your chair? What is the difference from people having a signature story and a conversion story?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the description that I usually use is people tell a signature story or an origin story or a conversion story. So the biggest difference is that a signature story or an origin story is usually a lot more timeline driven. So it's like, this is where I started, this is where I grew up, these are some of the challenges I had, then I went to college or I didn't go to college, I missed out, and you kind of like tell your whole story. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. I get to learn a little bit about you. It's nice, but it doesn't create a authentic desire for me to want to work with you.
Yes.
Like, it's like, nice to know.
Right.
It builds trust.
Yes.
And I learn a little bit about you and I'm like, oh, okay, like you kind of know what you're talking about. That's great. And I like you. But a conversion story is finding the moments that best articulate the transformation you help people with.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And so what happens is instead of telling a long-winded kind of timeline-driven story, and I've got a process inside that little program you mentioned, where you basically find these moments in your journey. It's not every moment, it's specific moments that they're the moments you're going to articulate. And when you tell those moments, and then you tell the journey of the breakthrough and link it to what's called the core premise. Mm-hmm. You link it to that one sentence, which is the path. Mm-hmm. Is there a path I can follow? All of a sudden, the audience goes, I like you, you can help me, and you've actually got something I could follow. Mm-hmm. You've got a path I could follow. Let's go.
Yeah.
And then they're ready for the content. And then you build out your content and you align that with the offer. And that's one of the other secrets, is you actually start from the offer backwards rather than going from what content should I teach?
Yeah.
You go offer, work it backwards, and you align the content with the offer. And then when you make the offer, it's just a natural next. I get that a lot from people who follow the whole presentation process. They go, it just felt like the natural next step.
Yes, sir.
And that's how it should feel. It shouldn't feel like you're super cool in the presentation and then your coolness factor like hits the floor as soon as you go to the... It shouldn't feel like that.
Fact.
It should feel like one seamless process where at the end, people are just like, for the right people, they're stoked. They're like, oh my gosh. Like when you launched ICS, like the amount of people who just like, thank you. Thank you. When you launch your next product, which I know is going to be hot.
Yes.
They're going to be thanking you.
Yes, sir.
Because you created a space where people can truly see a transformation in their life. It aligns with who you are. It's part of your mission. And that's what I want people to do, is like, and dude, you've done the work.
Yeah.
Like you've made the hard decisions, and that's for everyone's journey.
Yeah.
You can't fake that.
Right.
But what's cool is it's in those hard decisions that creates the magnetism of your character. And people go, they have made the hard decisions that I want to make. They've climbed the mountain, and that's what makes you truly magnetic as a personality.
Yes.
And then if you say, hey, I've got a path I can follow, boom, they're ready to go.
Oh, no. I think that's the key thing. I think everyone is looking for a path.
Mm.
One of the key things that I teach here is, what's the strategy? What's the system?
Mm.
AKA, what's the path that you're going to follow and or incorporate into your journey of financial freedom. And so you're just echoing and confirming exactly what I'm teaching. And I appreciate you for doing that, and I appreciate your time for coming by here today, because this is not going to be for everyone watching, you know. But I think there are a lot of you all watching right now. And I just want to say that I believe that there is a story, there is a journey that you've been through that's on the inside of you, and you've been fearful to let it out. You're scared because you're scared to ask people to buy something from you. But Walmart's not scared to charge you a price. Target's not scared to Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Prada, Chanel, YSL, they're not scared to generate a product that is good enough for you to buy. So why should you be scared to generate a product or a service and ask people to pay you for it? Because it's all about stewarding our gifts and our talents well. And God gave us those gifts and talents to generate income, to provide for our families. The key thing that I really want y'all to get from me, which is why I've been saying this, is from the very beginning, you shouldn't be making money to be selfish. You should be making money, and that's your reward of serving. And that's how I look at it. It's if how can me and my team best serve, and our reward, our ROI on serving is income. That's it. And my philosophy, got it from Dave Ramsey. If I serve enough people, if I help transform enough people's lives, income will never be a problem. And over the last 3 years, it hasn't. And income has gone up because I went after a coach. Because I said, hey, I'm going to pay you a lot of money to coach me every single month. We pay him a lot of money, you know, but it's like, it also provides a level of accountability, because he won't let me say something, one, that is a lie, and two, that's going to be misleading to the people. He's very honest about that. Like, hey, let's not do that, because that could come off a little misleading. We want to protect your character and your integrity. And so, y'all, we're going to drop his information in the show notes. This is a community of, we are expanding in abundance, wellness, and freedom. And I believe that some of you all watching, a lot of you all watching right now have an amazing story. And how do you get to that abundance? How do you get to that freedom? Learn how to turn your story into a conversion story that impacts lives. And then in return, I said a million times on this show, it's going to bless you financially. So we're going to drop this information inside of the show notes. Go check out his podcast. You're going to be able to learn so much more with this guy. I promise you, I listened to him, and we got another coaching session sometime this week or next week, because that's just how much I love this man. And so I love him. I want y'all to love him. When you go over his community to say, hey, I'm from the E3 community, I'm from AO's community, he's going to take good care of you. All right. So we love you all. God bless you. Thank you for watching. Colin, thanks for coming by the table, man.
Mate, it's been a pleasure.
Hey, man. Yeah, can y'all tell he's not from America? Where are you from?
Australia, from Sydney.
Australia.
Yeah. I'm in Newport Beach.
Yeah. He's in Cali now.
Cali.
He's in Cali. But he's from, oh my God, the beautiful place. I love Australia. I just love it. I haven't been. I want to go. I really do want to go.
It's beautiful.
I hear the water is beautiful over there.
It's pristine. Yeah. Come on.
And everyone, I hear people over there are just kind too.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's a bit slower. It's a bit kind of like a bit, there's a bit more time.
I'm going. Y'all, we love you. God bless you. See you on the next show. Peace out.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week.
and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.